I think diets are a thing of the devil, but that's
They
just me.
are. I'm trying, but
I think we're lucky enough to live in a time where we can eat more than we need to. I'm gonna just do it. Fuck it. But I've always been rebellious that way, so.
I was doing really well, but then all that drama popped up in my life, and
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
when
That'll do it
drama
every
strikes,
damn
like,
time.
I will eat my feelings. Like, I'm really good at that. I will cry into a pint of ice cream like nobody's business.
If that's what it
I am
takes,
the
that's what it
best.
takes.
Yep, I didn't pick up, so
Yep.
that's
And there's and that's the whole
hey.
thing. Like, there are so many worse things you can do that, like, dude, eat feelings. Go right ahead. Tell that
Right?
diet just like this.
Right? I will run through a Popeyes.
I have Popeyes today.
Right? I'm doing 3, 4 Cokes a day. They're Coke Zeros, but still. I could
That's
do
my
better.
normal, but that's just because I like to keep my dentist in good working order. You know, he has to have something to
Gotta
do.
support your local dentist. It's me, Maria, and this is Sisters with Sabers. I probably won't use any of it, but
Okay, good.
it's fun to
I wasn't
catch
I
you
that wasn't
guys
for that wasn't for
having
public
real
consumption.
conversations. All right, I'll cut
Thank
it.
you. Yeah.
You, the listener, will just have to imagine what we were talking about. But it's always fun because sometimes you get good stories. But yeah, I'll cut it. No big deal. No big deal. All right. So we're here. And I have no idea what we're going to talk about. I don't think there's any Star Wars news that has recently come out. There's a sideshow bust of Kanan that's awesome looking. there's really not, it's a quiet week for Star Wars news. There's just nothing. Ladies, what do you, who are you? And what do you have to talk about?
Well, this is Olivia, and I don't have anything to talk about. I just came here for the
Well, this is Raven, and actually, I did have something that I saw on Twitter this week that I just now remembered that I wanted to ask you guys about it. Someone was talking about a character in Star Wars that was coded a certain way. And one of the people that had that made a comment on the tweet in a very nice way said, genuine question, what does coded mean? And it's a word we've used a lot on our podcast. I've heard it on multiple other podcasts, and people, comment constantly that a character is coded this or coded that. And I thought maybe we could talk about what that meant for different people. Just as kind of an educational idea, maybe for our listeners who maybe aren't aware of what that word means, or at least maybe not aware what it means to other people. I know for me personally, I think I know what it means, but it's not a word that I personally would use necessarily. So maybe I don't know what it means. And I just thought maybe that that was something we could talk about because it is something that we've used on this podcast.
Shit, that's a good topic. Look at Raven coming through with some
I did think
excellent
of one. I knew
ideas. Damn it.
it.
I never have anything. You guys are so much smarter than me. So, that's a great question. Let's start with the obvious, right? What is coding? So, it's when a character is not presented as a certain race, but we can sort of see ourselves being represented in that character, right? We've talked about it with Ahsoka, to some extent, Rey. So it's a wonderful topic and it's a good time to talk about it. There's a couple of really good articles on this. I don't know, the listener who might be listening right now, but Blurred.com did a really good article on it last year. Color code switching when characters are black but are not black. So a lot of times, instead of just having a black character, there's these stand-ins. So a good example of this is Skeeter, right? Doug's best friend. Obviously not white, because Doug is clearly white, but this other character is blue, right? I don't know if it's people feel more comfortable using a different color other than black, or whatever the aesthetic choice is, but obviously Skeeter is of color. Comments, reflections to make, ladies, before I continue?
I'm with you. I'm with you so far. I mean, I don't know who Doug and Skeeter are, which probably going to get me shot, but but I get the point.
Well, you know, okay, Powerline, right? From the Goofy movie, played by Tevin Campbell, right?
Sorry.
Fantastic singer. No, not, no?
I mean, I know who Tevin Campbell is because I saw him in concert way back in the day, but...
It's okay. Let's try this. What about, this is a personal thing, I believe that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles could be, I don't think they're in, they were conceived this way, but I feel that they could be considered black inserts because they are fighting evil in this world that doesn't want them there. They look at people and they get scared. I remember those movies and like Raphael had to dress up a certain way to go out in public because he was fearful that he would scare people by the way he looked. Mm-hmm. So I always envisioned the Ninja Turtles as people of color. That's just me personally. But yeah, like we've commented on Ahsoka previously, and I think certain characters are just coded because when you're looking at a writer's room and it's mostly white, they don't want to directly comment on the black experience because they're afraid they could speak out of turn. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes it's easier to make these alternatives, mm-hmm. to make someone blue or green. That way they don't have to face any of the criticism of, that's not how we talk, or we don't all sound like that. Or, you know what I mean? How many right. blue alien cats are going to speak up when they see Avatar and say, that's not what we look like?
Yeah.
You know? So I think, yeah, I think that's part of it. Mm-hmm. For me, I think the other part is they can cast whoever they want in those roles. It doesn't matter. They don't have to put the effort in to find a black actor. So I think there's a lot of reasons that that type of coding exists, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I'll shut up.
What do you think, Liv?
Well, I mean, I definitely know what you're talking about. And I feel like I always like saw like coded characters in the prequel trilogy a lot, like when growing up, like I felt that way, and as an adult when I watch it, I'm just like, huh. I never like really put a whole lot of thought into it, I guess, like in that, in the way that we're talking about it. I don't know, like, of course, like I don't know, you guys, I'm not being able to articulate this well, but
I would say that that's kind of where I'm at. Growing up, I mean, I understand what coding is, as Maria explained it, is basically what I would describe it as, probably not as well, but you know, yeah, that, but it's also something that to a certain degree is kind of foreign to me. Now, a really interesting point that Maria brought up was Raphael. And as soon as she said that, I'm like, yep, dude, totally a brother. You just know he is. And it's like, I get it 100% as soon as she says it. But I don't know that I ever noticed that before, like consciously ever thought that or saw said coding before until you said it. And then it's just like, well, duh, obviously. Yeah, it's right there in front of me. So I do think that that's really interesting. But yeah, for me growing up, it was not something that I did. But I think a big part of that has to do with the fact of, I think ideas that we have in our minds, stereotypes that we have in our minds, and that kind of idea, I think helps to make it more obvious. Like, for instance, if you think Black people talk a certain way, then someone who talks that way is going to be coded as Black to you, maybe. But for me, being Black and not sounding like Black people that I saw on TV, I felt like I was the odd man out, so I wouldn't necessarily look at some... Does that make sense? That I wouldn't necessarily see it that way, because I'm just like, but I'm Black, and I don't fit that, so that can't possibly be what that means. Does that make sense? Or did that come out really wrong?
No, it makes sense, because I feel like I felt that way when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I felt that way when I was younger, and then when I'm older, I see it now that I'm older, I guess.
Right, right.
You definitely see it, like, with the little, some little Disney characters, I guess, like Sebastian from The Little Mermaid, now that I'm, like, really thinking about it.
Oh, yeah, like, you can totally see it if you're...
Maria? Yep. Like, okay.
Yeah, they're definitely projecting with Sebastian, the lip, the... Mm-hmm. You know, the speech.
The everything.
I believe he was someone who... Was Sam Wright? Sam Wright is Jamaican, isn't he?
I believe so, yeah. But I don't know for sure, so I could be wrong about that.
Sam Wright was born in Camden, South Carolina. So he is not of Jamaican descent.
But I think for me, like I said, I totally get it. And when you point it out, yeah, I totally see it, like it's so obvious. But you know, as a young person, it didn't occur to me. I guess basically that's what I'm saying, is that it didn't occur to me when I was a kid at all. As an adult, like Liv said, yeah, it's painfully obvious everywhere you look. I mean, I guess I shouldn't say painful, it's not always painful, but it is obvious now as an adult and understanding mm-hmm. that, you know, that dynamic, you know what I mean? But I just really thought it was an interesting question that this person asked, and that they asked in a very, you know, kind way. They didn't include, you know, name calling and disregarding what the person was saying. They were just like legit, what does that mean? And I realized that there's probably a lot of people out there that hear terminology like that, particularly when we're talking about these kinds of issues. And I just think that it's good sometimes to sit down and talk about some of that terminology that people are not as aware of, because, you know, you hear things like code switching and all of these other things. And if you're not, you know, hip to the term, you might not understand what that means. And I just, it was something that occurred to me this week that I thought would be a good conversation for us to have, because, you know, it's again one of those situations where we can talk about this from, you know, a knowledgeable standpoint, but also, you know, in a standpoint, you know, for me, and I think a little bit for Liv too, of wondering exactly what that means to someone else, you know, because it could mean something completely different to other people. You know what I mean? So I wanted to talk mm-hmm. about it because I think it bleeds over into some of the other issues that you see in the fandom. It's the same as people who complain about the ship that they don't get, you know, that isn't their ship. And it's just like, when I go into a movie, I'm not looking to ship characters. I either do or I don't. I either get that vibe from them or I don't. Now, just because I don't see it between these two characters doesn't mean it's not there. It just means it doesn't hit for me. But I think I've just come to that realization that, you know, some shit just doesn't hit for me. It doesn't mean it sucks. It just doesn't hit for me, you know? And yes, I'm giving all the love to Corey for that one. But it's a reality, I think, that we have to deal with, that sometimes we use terminology and talk about ideas, assuming that everyone knows what that means. And the reality is that a lot of people out there don't mm-hmm. know, and they're afraid to ask. And yes, I know it is not our job to be teachers, but you can either get the fuck up and do something about it, or you can sit on the sidelines and whine about it. And the way I see it, this is a perfect opportunity for us to get up and do something without having to actually get out of our chairs. We can just simply say, this is what it means. So when you hear somebody say that this character is, you know, coded X, Y, and Z, that's what it means. And if you didn't know, now you do.
Absolutely. I think in the Star Wars universe, an excellent example I think, is Maz Kanata. Like, she really puts out those vibes of, like, your auntie's house. Auntie. When you're at your auntie's house, like, you don't mess around. She calls the shots. You know, she's the elder matriarch, but she doesn't mess around. And you better not touch her china without washing your hands. You know what I mean? Like, one of those. But Maz Kanata gives that vibe. She's wise, she's matronly, but she's got that spice about her when it comes to Chewbacca. Like, you know, she's older, but she's not too old to get it, okay?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so I think Maz Kanata gives off those vibes for me. I definitely get the vibe that she is supposed to be a black person, an elderly black grandmother with sass. But for whatever reason, you know, we are not depicted as ourselves in sci-fi fantasy work most of the time.
I think you're right, though. I would argue
that Hera.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I agree with what you said before, too. It's that some of it might just simply be, it's easier to approach the idea of, don't treat this person different because they're different if they're blue instead of black. Because if they're black, it carries all of the baggage of being black. You know what I mean? And not saying being black's a bad thing. Everybody knows what I mean. It's carrying that, we have to talk about it now because it's a black person. So we have to talk about all of the historical things that are coming down along with the lesson that we're trying to get across, which is don't treat this person differently because they're different. You know what I mean? I think sometimes it is that allegory of, well, if they're not black, we can just deal with the moral lesson we're trying to teach this time, as opposed to dealing with, you know, the complicated issue of the history that comes along with that other particular label that you can put on somebody. Like you said, if they're blue as opposed to, you know, sorry, tangent. Go on.
No, I think that's that might be some of the intent of certain production studios as well.
Sure.
Whether you see that as a positive or negative, it just becomes easier, you know? I think it just becomes easier for them.
I agree.
I was going to say Hera also comes to mind. The Twi'leks in general, I believe, are an insert for people of color. Mm-hmm. Specifically, I would say Creole people and maybe like Jamaican as well, but more so the Creole folks because they have that French accent about them. Mm-hmm. But they're obviously treated differently than most humanoids in the Star Wars universe. They seem to be known for the women are dancers and the men tend to be hired guns. So I would say that they are a black-coded species. And Hera in particular, and I've shared this before on the Katana cast, that I believe very strongly that Hera was influenced by Michelle Obama. If you think about her character and the way that she leads the ghost, and Hera comes from a line of royalty. You know, she comes from a line of freedom fighters, you know, just like Michelle Obama does. Her family was very active in civil rights and in the community and in voter registration. You know, she was born and bred for the role of first lady, you know. So I feel like Hera was very much inspired by that. I don't know if that was Filoni's intent or not. But when I see Hera, I think of Michelle. I think of a strong woman, you know. And even in the way that she speaks, like, wow, like, she lost her accent, Hera did, to fit in,
right?
To make it, like, she sacrificed a lot that we never even hear about. And then she goes to this planet and tries to learn how to fly the B-wing, and this guy immediately writes her off.
I am Kenan, proton torpedoes.
Great, I can't wait to take it out. The fleet really needs this.
The fleet, huh? What makes you think she's yours just for the taking?
Look, if I don't fly your ship, who will?
I've waited a long time for the right pilot. I can wait longer.
And it's like, story of my life. There it is. Like, you're not good enough. There's no way you can do this. This is something that has to be done by certain people, by smart people. You know, it's like, why can't Hera learn to fly that? She can do anything, you know, and it just immediately put me right back at work.
Because she's not just, you know, she's also a woman, you know, or a female, or, you know. And I think that stuff lives in the Star Wars universe just absolutely as much as it does here. So, you know, I think that's, you know, an extra added bonus reason why you can't do this, you know. And I've certainly experienced that in my day. You know, I was a union carpenter and I did interior and exterior framing and layout. And yeah, there were plenty of times where customers would walk through the shop and walk by and then come back and look again and, you know, like, what are you doing here? It's like, I'm laying out 700 feet. What are you doing? You know, I'm building your medical clinic. What are you doing? You know what I mean? And yeah, I'm a girl, but I can, you know, work a tape measure and a chop saw and a nail gun just the same as a boy can. You know, I'm perfectly capable. And again, I mean, I didn't take it immediately when that would happen as, God, you guys are misogynistic assholes. You know, I also just kind of took in my mind that if you asked me what a fire person looked like, I would probably picture a man. I'm sorry, I would. It doesn't mean I don't think women can do it. I have an aunt who's a firefighter. But it wouldn't immediately occur to me to make said character a woman. It doesn't mean I couldn't make her one. It's just, you know, I'm a product of my time as well, too. I mean, you know, when I was a kid, you know, female firefighters were not something you saw very often, you know. I mean, heck, you didn't even see female police officers back then, if I remember correctly. But it was something to, you know, to keep, you know, in mind that, it, you know, misogyny isn't always on purpose. Sometimes it's just in that basic, you know, automatic reaction that all of us have. And it's something to think about, you know, so the next time we look at a situation to realize that, hey, wait a minute, you know, and it doesn't make you a bad person because you assumed the person who was going to come to save you from the fire was a man. Like, you're not a bad person. Just don't look at the woman and go, oh, I don't think you can do it. You know, don't look at the, you know, Hispanic firefighter and go, I don't think you can do it. You know what I mean? It's just like, that's the difference. That's where we have to make the change. It's not that you have to sit and berate yourself because you looked at it from that basic, you know, typical male-oriented point of view that we've done things for so long, you know, but change it. Be willing to look at it and go, you know what? You know, and to me, it's just, I think that that's important to think about too, that, you know, for those characters, you know, for a Hera, she's, you know, got two strikes against her. Now, what would you like to do that we've already decided you have two demerits before you even started? Hi, my name is, you know, and like, all right, let me see how high I can climb up this hill, you know? And I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't believe we should walk into the room assuming that that's how it is, because it isn't always how it is. I've been in those rooms. It isn't always how it is. But, you know, when you see it, you got to know what it is. You got to know that the reason you're not getting the job is because you're X, Y, and Z. Sometimes you don't get the job because you're not the most qualified person in the room. That does happen. But sometimes it's because they think a little girl can't do this, you know? And it's just like, well, when I was growing up, my daddy told me that anything boys can do, girls can do better. And no one was more proud of me being a carpenter than he was. Nobody was more happy to get his picture taken with me in my, you know, security t-shirt from the Las Vegas Motor Speedway than he was. He was thrilled to pieces because he knew that he raised me to believe I could do what the boys did if I wanted to. And so far, I haven't been proven wrong. So,
yeah, I think what you said was important is that we need to keep lifting up those people. You know, for all the people who have daughters or mothers or sisters, like, if you truly believe that, then let's start putting women up instead of tearing them down. Work has been hell for me lately, and I don't always talk about my job on the show, but I have 3 managers that are women, and they are a terrible example of female leadership and female empowerment. They claim to be these strong women, but they will body shame other women at work. They will make you feel less than in front of the entire group. They'll make fun of something that you just said. You know, it's really sad. So I just want to say that, you know, yeah, it could be a man, but it could also be a woman. And sure enough, that's the part that hurts the most, is when it's another woman putting someone down. I'm like, how the hell do you not understand what this is all about? How do you not understand feminism? Like, it's really ridiculous how much time and effort they spend into, like, staring at my body, worrying about it, instead of worrying about the job.
Right.
Or whatever.
But that's also a product of time, too.
Because miss out on a promotion, and I don't know if I'll ever get a shot.
You will.
But, you know, life goes on, and there's more to life than work. That's why I have you guys. That's why I have Ahsoka. That's why I have a life, is so I don't cry at night over the job. Like, I used to be married to the job. Like, there was a point in time when that's all I did, was work. I would close at 2 a.m. and I'd be back by 7, and I lived and breathed for the job. But the job doesn't live and breathe for me, you know what I mean? So it's like, I have to move on. And I put off having Ahsoka for a year because I thought, you know, this is going to be my big break. And it wasn't. And I was just to the point where I have to live my life. Like, I have to go on. And if it's going to be there, it's going to be there. And if it's not, it's not. It's sad and it's unfortunate. We tell little girls they can be whatever they want. And then when Kathleen Kennedy gets the job, we all start bitching about how much she's fucking up. You know, that's what happens. Like, stop it. Either you're on the side of supporting women and people of color and gay and trans folks, or you're not. Okay?
Yeah.
It's all good until someone gets casted in Star Wars. Now we got a fucking problem. You know what I mean? It's one or the other.
It's true, but I think...
I'm sorry, I went on a tear there about work.
No, you're good.
That has nothing to do with Star Wars. But, yeah, I think it's a really good topic of racial coding. And it doesn't always have to present itself visually. It could be in the way that the character speaks or looks or acts or the location that they're from. I think this is one I always go to in the DC fandom, is the Martian. He has presented himself as black for a very long time in the comics. Because he is a foreigner in a foreign land. And I think that there is a really good story there. And it would make one hell of a movie if we could find a director and a writer and an actor and get the studio the fuck away from it for 5 minutes. I think it would be a wonderful story to tell. And right now, with everything that's going on in the world, like, it's just... what an important story to tell right now. But I do believe that the Martian is also black coded. I would also argue that maybe Buttercup from Powerpuff Girls. Maybe. Yes, no, maybe. I don't know. I kind of see that.
I think yeah. For me, though, so there's the that. One. Oh, I'm sorry. Did we freeze?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I think I have a I think I have a delay. No, what I was going to say too, though, back to what you were saying about work with feminism too, though. I think there's some things that have to be taken into account also with feminism, especially when it comes to at work. When I was a kid, jobs like mine, you had to wear a skirt every day. No exceptions. You weren't allowed to wear pants. You had to come into work looking like a cover model every day. That was your job. You were there to be looked at. And so there's a lot of people now, especially people my age, older people than me specifically, who it is really hard to try to suddenly switch that around and say, I don't have to do that anymore, but now I'm being shamed because I don't do it, or because it's hard for me to turn that around in my head and not say, this is not appropriate for work. At work, we should look like we should look like Kathleen Kennedy does. You know what I mean? Because some people went to that extreme. Like, if you care about work, you're not doing your hair. You're not putting on makeup if you care about your work. And that's not true at all. And I am not in any way, shape, or form saying that. But for me personally, like, when we talk about Kathleen Kennedy and she doesn't get all done up, I'm like, she comes from the time when girls like her wouldn't get talked to if she wasn't wearing a skirt. Me personally, I grew up in that time. My job was to look good when I came in the damn door. And I bristle at the idea that I should be required to live up to some kind of beauty standard for the people at work. Motherfucker, I am not here for you to look at. And if I am, you should be paying more. You know, and so it is hard for people like me who have that asshole attitude, because it is an asshole attitude, I know, but it's hard for people like me to not be like, okay, well, apparently it's a fashion show now, so am I not getting the job because I'm not part of the fashion show, because I don't want to do that? So, and I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying, because you're 100% right, because again, I've been in those rooms and people do talk shit. But at the same time, it does have to be accepted that if you're talking about people who came into the workforce when the dress codes were really, really not cool for women, it's really hard for them to turn that back around and say, what you wear doesn't matter. That's not what we're here about. Even though that's what they were originally after. They've turned into the bad guys themselves now. And they're like, again, you know, like I said, oh, you're wearing makeup. Well, you obviously don't take the job seriously. And it's like, no, that isn't true. But it is, but it does have to be taken into account that that's that same thing when some people feel that, not some people, all people feel that they should be able to be who they are. They should be able to feel good about who they are. Within reason, of course, you know, but you should be able to feel good about yourself and feel, goddamn, nothing feels better than fucking looking in the mirror and going, goddamn, I look good. And you want to go to work that day. Like, I'm so there for it. And we just have to all, like, learn to live with the fact that everybody's goddamn I feel good doesn't look the same way. And those who are old school have to, like, lighten the fuck up and realize that girls have the freedom that those bitches burn their bras over. But at the same time, y'all have to realize that when Kathleen Kennedy rolls in and nothing but a blazer and a fucking shirt that's boring as fucking hell, understand she grew up in a time where she couldn't be taken seriously any other fucking way. And I'm, you know, I am here to tell you, I have worked so hard to get people to look past the outside, and it fucking frustrates me to hear people get on her for not looking the part. I'm like, I would pay money for people to just ignore this for one fucking second and listen to what I have to say. So it bothers me, but at the same time, it bothers me to think that because so-and-so walked in the office looking like she fucking got her shit done, and that's a problem. Like, no, it's not. It's not. She feels good, and who fucking cares? And if, you know, if it distracts people, those people need to find something else to do. That's their problem, you know? But it has to go, you know, it has to be around the board. We all have to be accepting of, you know, feminism used to mean I don't have to look like a girl to make you happy. And now it means I can look like a girl if I want to and fuck it all. And that's great. I'm not criticizing. But like I said, it's hard. It's a hard change. You know what I'm saying? It's a hard change. I mean, damn, girl. Hem heights, heel heights, you had to be wearing nylons, you had to be wearing this, you had to be wearing a certain number of layers. You couldn't wear certain colors. And I am not even fucking shitting you. That is the most horrifying thing you can think of for a dress code. And I know all the parents are out there are like, that's my kid's dress code. What are you talking about? But this was back in the day when liquid lunches were liquid lunches. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, excuse me. I just wanted to get in that other side of it too, because it does need to be taken into account that these people just need to, you know, reel it in and let it out a little bit at the same time.
No, you're right. You're right. And feminism has changed. Like, a pantsuit bitch can be a feminist.
Yep.
And I can be a feminist too.
Goddamn right.
If I'm dressed however I'm dressed when I go to work. Like,
yep.
I'm not, as long as I'm not coming in a G-string, you know what I mean?
Right, like, right.
Yes, there are limits to everything.
There are limits. But
I enjoy, right. And there's some days I'll go to work and I'll show up in like a latex, like knee length skirt. Mm-hmm. So it's sexy. Yes. Mm-hmm. But it's not provocative. It's just the material is tighter than you would like, or whatever the case may be. I can also go to work in my Ahsoka, her universe dress.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I have lots of different ways that I go to work, and they're all an expression of, I feel good, and I want to look good too.
Yep.
Or looking good equals feel good for me.
Yep. And either there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with that.
And that's an expression of feminism too.
Yep. It's just hard. I'm like I said, it's just hard for the old schoolers to understand that.
Accept.
it's very hard.
You're right. Because... And at the same time, like, I need to give Kathleen Kennedy the space to be whoever the hell she wants to be. I would love to see her go out there and just, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I really want to see her in like a lime green bodysuit with the ass out. I need to see that before I die. But that may not be
who she is.
And
for me, it's really hard because I am Kathleen Kennedy. When I go to work, I'm wearing pantsuits. Like, I'm wearing blazers and long pants. And there's no, you know, there's no cleavage. Mm-hmm. There's no nothing. Because when I'm at work, I'm at work. I'm at work. And I'm Greta fucking Garbo, you know, I'm in a fucking suit, you know, but that's just me. I don't think that everyone else should do it that way by any stretch of the imagination, but that's just me. That's how I feel comfortable. Power to me is dulling down all of the shit that people pay attention to. For me personally, that's me. I don't expect anybody else to, you know, be that way. And that's the problem, is that so many of the people that.
Right.
Are doing this kind of shit don't understand the difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't understand that just because it's not your thing,
yeah,
doesn't mean it's not okay.
Right. Absolutely.
And I support feeling fucking good about the way you look at work, no matter how it is.
Thank you. I wish that we could spend more time with Kathleen Kennedy. Or, you know, talk to her directly. I wish that she would engage more with the fandom and let the haters hate. Because they're going to hate whether she shows up, whether she's at home, you know, whether she's in bed. They're hating, you know, when she gets up and makes a cup of coffee. They're still
as
hating.
As long as she's
you know?
Breathing, so they're going to be hating.
They're going to do it regardless. Yeah. Yeah, I really wish that she would dialogue with us more, because I would love to know, you know, how she perceives herself. Is the pantsuit something she feels comfortable with, or does she feel like she has to? You know, those are the questions I would ask her. You know, what is her overall mission with Lucasfilm?
Mm-hmm.
Other than to carry on George's vision. I know she's got something she wants to say. What is it? I want to know. What
you know,
is that?
I don't necessarily know that she does have anything particular that she wants to say. I think what she wants to say is to let other people say things. That's the impression that I get. That's the impression that I get from her, is that she doesn't herself have something she specifically wants to say. I think she wants to say, if anything, let's hear what other people have to say. And while we may not like all of the results, I mean, come on, seriously, you're going to have a trilogy and not plan it out. Anyways, I'm not saying, I'm just saying. But, you know, when it comes to things like The Mandalorian and stuff like that, it's seems pretty clear to me that other people are speaking. I mean, Dave Filoni's talking, right? I mean, you hear him in The Mandalorian. You can see it in everything that's on that show that he is talking to the people that are, well, you know. But it, but also he's talking from his point of view. And that's the other thing, you know, is that that's the biggest problem that people do not understand is that art is subjective. Back in the olden days, I love this in my reaction videos that I love to watch on YouTube. So many of them are just like, they're watching the video and they're like, I don't understand how that has to do with the lyrics of the song. And blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, well, you do understand that the video isn't always about the song. Sometimes it's just a video because they had to have one and that they are purposely not telling you what the song is about because they want you to interpret it for yourself. Do you know how many people dance for their wedding at songs that other people play at funerals? It's because it means something different to each person. And that's part of what we have to take into account when it comes to not just the fans, but also the creators, the authors, you know, who are writing the books, the animators who are doing the series, and, you know, everybody else. I mean, all of it is subjective. It's art. There is no, this is exactly what this means, unless you're asking the artists themselves. And 9 times out of 10, they don't want to tell you. And the reason why is because they want you to figure it out for your damn self and create your own vision of what this song or, you know, description of, you know what I mean? Like when you read a book and you imagine the character in your mind and you know what they look like, and then you go and see like a movie or a TV show and you see the character and you're like, all right, that doesn't look anything like what I had in mind. It's like because the person who wrote that is an author that's trying to give you a picture in your mind, but they want you to make your own picture. They leave some of it a little bit vague so you can decide what color tealish blue is, you know, as opposed to here's a picture of what it looks like. And I think that sometimes when we are unhappy with the way that a story goes or the way the character behaves or what a character does, I think sometimes we just have to remember it is subjective, and we just may not see it the way that the person who created it did. And that doesn't mean it's great. You can still bitch about it. Like, go to, because I will bitch me a blue streak about certain things. But, you know, we can't automatically discount it because we don't understand it. And there's been a way too much of that going on in the real world, too, you know. Especially lately. I don't understand it, so therefore it must not exist. And that doesn't help anybody either. So, but yeah, I agree with you. It's not 100%. But, you know, I just don't feel like, and maybe it's because, like you said, she hasn't been engaging with us, that we don't know what her mission is or what her message is. But I don't know. It just seems to me like her message is, I want to hear what other people have to say. Or I want you to hear what other people have to say within, you know, within the bounds of whether or not you have that much freedom, you know. But that's just me. Maybe I'm just being overly optimistic. Wouldn't be the first time.
No, you're right. And we don't know enough. And I just think it would be cool to actually know instead of speculate, you know, what True. Is it that she's trying to say? Is she trying to say anything? You know, because you're right. She's been in the business a very long time. She may not have a message right now that she wants right. to send. I don't know. We don't know.
Yeah. But it would be so nice. It would be nice to know, weird. As you say.
Yeah. Absolutely. I would love to hear her do a keynote or just talk to the women fans. Mm-hmm. Just maybe at Celebration, you know, I'll be at Celebration in Anaheim. Maybe then she'll come out and say something. Like, I would love to hear whatever she's got to say. And if somebody starts booing, I'll kick them in the face.
Well, that's, you know, it. Somebody will, because there's always got to be somebody that's got to ruin it for everybody.
I know. I don't understand. Why would you buy a ticket to Celebration to go and, like, troll people. It costs too much. Like, just stay at home. Stay at home.
Because of the hopefully same reason that... Hopefully by then everything's that,
cool.
It's for the same reason that you and me spend big money on something else that we like. Some people, they just get off on being a dickhead. And they will go to any lengths that they can to run other people down because it makes them feel better about themselves. And that is always going to be the case so long as you have more than one human being involved. And what we just all have to do is do our best not to, A, participate in it, and B, give it attention, because that doesn't help either. You know? Nah, I was having a really good day until somebody retweeted this thing that said this thing that pissed me the fuck off. It's like, God damn it, why do you have to give these people more airtime? But I get it at the same time. You know, you want to make sure you call people out for being shitheads so that, you know, people know they're shitheads. But it's, for me, it's really a double-edged sword, because when you pay attention to people who misbehave, you know what they do? Misbehave more. If you don't give them attention, if they don't get what they want,
true,
they stop doing it because it doesn't work anymore. The same as you do with a kid. The same as you, you know what I mean? But at the same time, you know, we've got people in the fandom who need to be protected. You know what I mean? We know that there are people out there who are, you know, vulnerable to these kinds of attacks. And so we have to be sure that we're making sure these people are known so that we're not, you know, that people aren't getting tangled up with them. But like I said, it's just a really hard question, you know, to decide, you know, do I want to give this person more exposure? But at the same time, like, this shit needs to be exposed. So, and I'm not coming down on either side of it. I'm just simply saying it's really difficult. Because even Blue Bantha Milk tweeted that this week and said, well, you know, if somebody's being a jerk, do you put the name visible or do you not leave it visible? And, you know, and it's just like, God, you know, it's a subjective question. Like, sometimes I'm like, yeah, call that motherfucker out. You know, but other times I'm like, you know, you know what I mean? Because there is that difference, too, about, you know, between ignorance, you know, and willful ignorance, you know, and do you really want to call somebody out in today's world where cancel culture is a thing? And yes, I understand that there is such a thing as personal responsibility for being a dink. I'm not excusing anybody. I'm just simply saying somebody says something ignorant, not meaning to, but says something ignorant, and they're ostracized by everybody. They're called every name in the book, and God knows what other, you know, trauma they suffer over a word that they shouldn't have said, you know, and didn't, you know, necessarily realize they were being a dink. And again, well, I didn't mean to. That's going to be the new calling card. But you know what I mean? There are people who say stupid shit and don't mean to be, you know, and it happens. And I just worry sometimes we tend to, you know, string people up before we check to see what was said and what was done. And I just, you know, I just want the world to live in peace and happiness, man. I'm a fucking hippie. I'm sorry.
That's funny.
I just worry. I worry because I think that, I think everybody makes mistakes.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And I just, I want us to,
it could happen.
Think about that. You know, it could be you, man. It could be you next week. They find something that you said. Yeah, and it's
about intent.
X, Y. You know? Yeah, it's definitely about intent, which is why some people, I ain't going to mention any names, but we all know who I'm talking about, sit and cry and whine about cancel culture. It's like, oh, no, honey, you did that to yourself. That wasn't a mistaken, you know, thing. You were willfully being a shithead. You got what you deserved. I'm sorry, but you did. You know? And I'm the first person to cry about cancel culture, but yeah, you got what you deserved. So you can just skate off to your amazing career with what's his fucking
nuts. Well, I mean, when you're sleeping with a minor, you know.
Right. Right. That's what I'm saying.
You weren't targeted. You're not a victim. You're an adult, honey, man.
You just have a problem because you can't get a grown woman to take you. You had to go and get you a teenager. And we get it. We look at you. We know why. It's fine. But no, it's not.
The thing about that is, like, I've been to places where there are willing adult people that will not ask you a single question and will provide you. Mm-hmm. And you don't even have to pay money for it. I mean, you can. You can exchange cash with an adult person to fulfill your needs if you need to. Or you can go to, you know, certain locations. And there are adult individuals there that will be more than happy to satisfy whatever those needs are. You're never going to convince me that there's a need to involve a minor.
No, there's never a need to involve a minor, period. Desire.
Like, it's just period. Point blank, period. No, don't care. And I'm tired of the way that the media is positioning this story. They repeatedly use the word woman. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, well, she went on to become a sex worker. Whether she's a sex worker, a bank teller, a post office worker, it doesn't fucking matter. Okay? Nope. And I'm just tired of men using that as an excuse. Like, well, she went on to become a hooker, so she must not have had a problem with it. Like, what are you talking about, dude? You took advantage of a woman. Mm-hmm. Point blank, period. For whatever reason.
Yep.
I don't understand why there's a reason why they're underage. This. But even newscasters. Right. Absolutely. Even newscasters will say, well, a former porn star. I'm like, wait a minute. What did you do before you got this job? You didn't tell us? Okay. So why would you talk about what this woman did before she got here? You didn't tell us what you did.
Right.
So why would we want to minimize this woman who hasn't said a word yet, right? Mm-hmm. And make her look small, right?
Because it blows my mind.
Like, I'm so over it. We have to
protect the man, and we have to protect the big men. Mm-hmm. It's just like they're saying he's showing pictures on the floor. Well, where the fuck were you people when he was doing it? Oh, it's only a problem now. It should have been a problem before. Yeah. And the sickening mm-hmm. part it's about this is the people that are defending jar. It. Yeah, the people that are defending it, it's like, fine, send him on a fucking vacation with your teenage daughter and see how comfortable you are with it then. It's amazing. It's amazing how quickly people forget. You know, it could have been your kid, Sunshine. Maybe it wasn't this baby. Time, but it might be next time. And it's the same with these people that, you know, want to get against a whole group of people because they're this way or that way. It's like, bitch, your group's coming. Don't worry, honey. They'll get to your group too eventually. That's how this works. That's how this works.
It's like, and you don't vote for any pedophile laws while you're on the floor.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So why, what? Did your views suddenly change?
And it's so misogynistic. Again, it's another situation where we should let him get away with it because he's a man. And it's just like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm world famous for how much I give CNN, men. And I do give men a lot of shit. I was so disappointed. But they earn it. They earn every fucking minute of it.
They have earned it. Yeah, they have.
Mm-hmm.
I was so disappointed in CNN. Like, I'm like, y'all know better. Why are you talking about her past as an adult worker?
Because what does that
have to do with the story?
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with the story, but it doesn't matter because that's what people want to hear is the salacious gossip about who she is now or the things that she's done. We want to know what she looks like. We want to know how she dresses. We want to know what kind of car she drives because people want to know. And that is why this shit goes on. And it's the same as every other problem we have in this country. The majority of the people they're talking to are A, too stupid and B, too lazy to actually understand what they're talking about. Most people will not find anything out about this woman other than what they hear from their selected news source, be it Fox, CNN, NBC, you know, MSNBC, whatever it is. They're not going to take the time to actually investigate themselves. The people reporting on the news know it, so they can say whatever the hell they want. And the fact that we as a people continue to allow ourselves to be led around by the nose because they know we're stupid is so, it's just so ungodly frustrating, you know? And it's one of the things that makes me the most angry is because I don't care if you disagree with me. Honey, I will disagree with you until the cows come home and I will love you as hard when it's over as I did when we started. But bitch, if you don't know what you're fucking talking about, then go and sit the fuck down because I don't have time for it. I don't want to talk to you if you don't know what you're talking about. And if the only thing you have is what CNN told you, go sit down. Because this is the grown-ups table, okay? Over here, when we want to complain about a law, we go read the law. We don't read CNN's rundown. We go read the actual fucking law. That's how this works. And to me, that's what's the problem with so much of what we've got going on. People talk about, you got to get out there and vote. You got to get out there and vote. You got to get out there and vote. Before you get out and vote, learn what the fuck you're voting for. Because a bunch of people in a particular business that we've all heard of recently that brings things to your house voted against their own interests because they don't understand it. And that's exactly what the people in charge are counting on. It's why they make speeches at a grade level they know most of the country doesn't read. Because they know you're just going to go along with it because you don't understand what they're saying anyway. And that's how you get misled. And this is everybody across the board. Stop being lazy. Edumacate yourself. Don't let them lead you by the nose. If you decide that you want to be on this side of the issue because you've learned and investigated and figured it out, great. I don't care what the fucking issue is, and I don't care what side you're on. I support you. But if Tucker Carlson told you what you think, you can go sit down. Because I ain't got nothing to say to you.
On an unrelated note, I do have a person that you can look at in my family line. So I'll send that to you.
Oh, okay.
To trace back. That would be cool to find out. I finally found one.
Wow. It's a battle. It's a search. It's a struggle. Just think of it this way. You didn't have to go through the nightmare that I had to go through. On the white side. It's supposed to be tough on my dad's side. I didn't have a problem there.
That's crazy. I just, you know, and I don't spend a lot of time with them. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of those people are, you know, they're just not with me, you know. When I let my mom go, like, a lot of those folks went too, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'll include this one, too.
Groovy.
But yeah, it's just, I don't know. And then that guy, the military sergeant or something like that.
Oh, like being, yeah. Like,
abused by the police is just, yeah.
Well, that's a whole
thing. It's tough right now. Shit is real. And it's, right? It's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something. I'm tired of seeing it. Like, when is enough enough? It's 2021. Like, when are we just gonna... even the George Floyd case, like, I'm not sure why it's still going on. Like,
yeah.
Now we're arguing over semantics. Like, are you kidding me?
I said
me?
It when it like, happened. I'll say it until the day that I die. When you watch that tape. He's looking down the barrel of the camera because he knows nothing's going to happen to him. And nothing will. I guarantee you he's going to get off. He will. He will. And
it's ridiculous.
It's, yeah, it's beyond ridiculous. Because, and, you know, again, we all know I'm the rightest leaning of all the leftists on this on this podcast. You know, I know a lot of cops. I'm telling you, none of them are okay with what they saw. None of them are okay with it. But none of them think he's going to pay for it either. He's going to get off and he'll have a job at another police department a week later. That's how it works. These guys get caught for this kind of stuff. They get moved to another department and they're back on the beat. It happens every damn time. He stared down the barrel of that camera, not concerned about the fact that she was recording him, because he knew he wouldn't go to jail for it, and he probably won't. And there's something so incredibly wrong with that. Like you said, why are we even talking about this anymore? It's right mm-hmm. there. It's clear as day. I mean, come on.
Yeah, he was executed. But he was murdered in the street like an animal.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And every single one of these, you know, experts that gets up there says that. They're like, nah, it's positional asphyxiation. Mm-hmm. You know, nope. Does it matter what his drug mm-hmm. use was in the past? It doesn't matter if his ticker was bad. None of that shit nope. matters. None of that shit matters. And again, and I think mm-hmm. I was listening to Trey Crowder talk about it the other day, and he was saying, too, you know, just don't hear people coming out and agreeing, cops coming out and agreeing that a cop went over the line. And when that happens, that's how bad you know it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll cross the thin blue line to go, like, this dude was mm-hmm. way out of hand, you know? And unfortunately, we don't see that often enough. But in this particular case, we've seen it since the beginning that, you know, police associations and all these other, you know, they're all like, no, 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 not okay. And yet still, I'm sitting here right now telling you, I don't think he's going to go down for it. And that is a problem. I mean, that's a problem. Yep. That's a problem.
It's disappointing.
Well, how are you supposed to have faith in a justice system?
Yeah.
That is more concerned about arresting you for not paying a parking ticket.
How indeed.
Than they are for, you know, something like this. Because, and it's not to say that the people that are working on the case mm-hmm. aren't working hard and doing the best that they can. But this is one of those cases where it's not a fair fight. You know, it's not a fair fight. And yeah, I don't know. I don't want to be a downer, and I'm sorry for being a downer, but I just don't feel real good about it. And it shouldn't be a question at this. You know, this one shouldn't be a question. This one, I mean,
no.
Dude, we've got you on tape doing it.
It should be open and shut, but this. But the fact that there's this much, like, BS around it, like, just proves that we are still fighting for our rights, even in death. Even in death, George Floyd cannot be given the benefit of the doubt.
Nope.
And simply get justice for his murder. Nope. Yep. They won't even give it to him.
Nope.
It's embarrassing for a country that fucking beats the drum of freedom so loudly. It's mm-hmm. embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Just gonna say it.
Nope, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. The it is embarrassing.
We can't get justice. People should be embarrassed, but they're not. And that's also a problem of a different yep. sort.
Well, and all we can know. Do is as regular yeah. people out here, since we're not sitting in the jury box, you know, all we can do as regular people out here is do better. Right. We can learn from each other and try to listen to each other. And if somebody says they offended you and they're not a dickhead about it, listen to what they said. And even if they are a dick, listen to it. But, you know, listen nicer if they're not a dickhead about it. But, you know, listen to people, talk to people, learn things, accept, you know, that, you know, you might have some privilege, you might have some extra. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. Doesn't mean you have to run around and bow down to everybody now because you have privilege. Nobody's saying that. They're just saying be aware of it. Use it in the best way you can if you have the opportunity to do so. But the biggest thing that all of us can do to make the world a better place is to learn. And that means learning all sorts of different things. It means learning, you know, the good and the bad, and it's facing the things we've done wrong and accepting that we've done some things right too. And it doesn't mean we need to burn the whole goddamn house down just because we've got a problem. Let's get in there and fix it. Not board it up and hide it, but fix it. Find out what the issue is and fix it so it doesn't burn the house down. But, you know, just educate yourself. If there's something out there that you don't understand, ask, learn, read. Y'all got a computer in your fucking pocket. You don't have any excuse to look at any situation and say, I don't understand it. Well, if you don't understand it, then you're lazy. And I don't have time for you if you're lazy. Because, you know, I just don't. It's that simple. So learn something. It's good for you. It increases your face value.
I'd like to see some legislation around police unions to prevent these officers from just leaving an area and then going to police in another state, county, whatever.
That's easily that's one of my biggest concerns is how many of them, you know, have multiple issues. You know, they've got complaints lodged against them, you know, six times at this department. They quit, and 3 months later, they're at a different department, and they get, you know, four complaints there.
And those magically go away.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, and I mean, don't get me wrong. It happens to police officers, too, that somebody fucking lies and gets them fucking tagged as a bad guy when they're not. It does happen because it happens anywhere there's humans. But seriously, if you have six here and four here and three here, chances are you're a shithead.
It's a pattern.
Right. Right. I mean, if you've been a cop for 15 and years and you've had one complaint by one person with no evidence, like...
Okay. Yeah, and there are going to be some people that are going to file some complaints, but what I'm saying is we need some legislation around trends.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, if you were caught at this location multiple times, let's just go back to children, you know, and you're having difficulty with that. You know, you've been accused of sexual assault with a minor, you know, six times in 3 years, you know, we need to take a step back and look at that. What's really going on there?
100%.
That's a big red flag. So I think legislation will help, but it's not the end all be all. We got a lot of work to do.
Yep.
It's just, it's, no,
and I agree with you 100%. And I think, and I, the only reason I bring up the other part of it is just to make sure that people understand that when we say these kinds of things, we're not saying everybody, there's no possible way it could be something else. We're aware of the nuance and the fact that it isn't always this. And it isn't, you know, it's, you know, people never lie. People never make up stories and say somebody did something to them that they didn't. Yes, they do. It does happen. We know that. We're aware. But that's not what we're talking about here. But I know that sometimes when people hear us talk about these issues, they think we aren't aware of the fact that sometimes it's something else. We are aware of it. We're just making, you know. Boys are dumb. Not all boys are dumb. Obviously. Absolutely. That's, you know what I mean? So I only bring up those other sides when we talk about these things because I want to make sure that people know that we do understand that it's not always this or always that. Because anything you have, there's an exception, okay? Like, there's an exception.
Right. It's a broad generality when you start casting a wide net like that, yeah.
Exactly. And it's, it, I think sometimes, especially in today's age where everybody gets super hyped up, I like to just make sure that everybody knows we are speaking in generalities. We do understand that there is an exception to every rule. You know, everybody calm down. We're trying to make things better, y'all.
Last night at WrestleMania, just to change gears really quickly, I know none of the other girls watch wrestling, but I grew up on wrestling. And Last night was the first night of WrestleMania 37, and Sasha, who is a Star Wars actor now, I can say that proudly, from The Mandalorian, she went against Bianca Belair, headlining WrestleMania for the first time. Two black women headlined WrestleMania, and it was a huge moment. I felt a lot of pride. As a 10-year-old brown little girl sitting in front of the screen watching blonde Barbies slap each other, I never thought I would see the day that we would do that. That we would not only headline WrestleMania, but do it in such a classy way. You know, where it's not about race. It's not about someone's boyfriend. Like, the storyline was good. It was about who is the best performer. That's it.
Right.
And it was an amazing moment. And I was completely filled with pride and awe of the work that those two women put in. Fantastic match. If you haven't seen it, you should probably go watch it. It's a great match, all things considered. No Regal entrances this year, probably due to the weather, but fantastic match, and it was more than what I could have hoped for in terms of headlining a main event at WrestleMania. Congratulations to the winner. I won't spoil that in case you guys are going to go watch it, but it was a great match.
That's what I heard.
Wow.
Or at least what I saw, you know, on Twitter. It was
so good.
Lots of high right? praise for it. Yeah.
Well, it's tough. And this is the first pay-per-view with fans back.
Yeah.
Since COVID. So I think it was important for them. And them being the performers. And I think it was a great match. Fantastic work by the ladies.
Awesome.
Wow. Yeah, it's nice to be seen and for people to see you as a wrestler. Like, they weren't out there doing a bra and panties match. Like, it's a legitimate wrestling match. And, right. And Sasha has always been just as tough a performer as any man. And my hat goes off to her. Wow. Like, what a fantastic night for black women. It was really something. Good times. Anyhow, Liv, what do you want to say?
That her homework is going great.
I just want to say that tampons should be free. My homework is going all right. It's all right. I have no tampons, I've discovered.
Oh.
So my telemsis for today is that tampons need to be free, and they should be. If you can Amazon Prime some dumbass shit you don't need in 2 days, then I should be able to, the government should be able to Amazon Prime me some damn tampons. Because this shit is ridiculous. I gotta go to the gas station and spend $6 on a tiny ass box of tampons. I have no control over this. So why do I have to fucking deal with this? This is crazy. That's my telemsis for the day. I'm just disgusted.
Thanks, Liv. I'll send you a diva cup.
Yeah, I need to get on that hype. I need to get on that height.
Look, it works. It works. But you got to be comfortable with your body, because you're going to see some real shit.
I don't know if I'm there yet. I don't know.
I think I got the medium one. And I like it better than a tampon. I still use tampons if it's really heavy. But yeah, this is the part of the show where we're going to talk about periods. So if you're a man, you know, get the tissues out. You know, whatever you got to do to get through the next 30 minutes.
Let's not.
Somewhere they're sweating, they're crying. Oh my God, a period. You'll be okay. You'll be fine. But yeah, I enjoy the Diva Cup. It's comfortable to wear all day for me. And it's better for the environment. So yeah. I feel like it was a dope purchase. I think I spent $29 on it. Something like that. It was weird at first. You have to get used to it. But honestly, it's not bad at all. And you can wear it all day. And you don't have to change it or nothing. It lasted me. I put it in at 7. Because that's what time I do my makeup. And then I came home. And I didn't take it out right away because the baby was like running up on me. So it might have been 7:30, 8 o'clock by the time I pulled it out.
That is crazy.
I know. And it wasn't full or nothing. It's dope. So I guess I'm sending you a Diva Cup is what I'm doing.
Oh my God.
Because I care about your pussy.
Thanks.
And, you know, you still might use a tampon from time to time, but, you know. I feel like it. I don't get periods all the time, though, because of my IUD. So, mm-hmm. If I get a period, it's mostly because I'm stressed out. Mm. And I'm going through drama. That's really what that means.
Mm.
But, that's yeah, cool. You're right. Like, feminine hygiene is... Oh, my God. I feel like we're still in the dark ages of feminine hygiene. Like, the fact that people don't know... that dush is bad. The fact that there's still companies releasing these products that are unhealthy for vaginas, you know, doesn't make sense to me. Like, you know, it's not the 80s. Why are you doing this? You know, it's really
because
weird.
Because it's easy to make people feel bad about themselves. So they do. And then they can sell their products. Because we don't that's educate people.
But a
people
period
well
isn't
enough.
Bad. It's good for you.
Well, but that's not how it's brought about.
You're right.
That's
there's
not how
still
it's
a lot
talked
of
about.
Stigma.
That's not how it's treated. And when kids are taught about it, especially little girls mm-hmm. are taught about it, they're not taught correctly. They're taught, you know, like some basic stuff, but it's just like, you know, a little truth wouldn't kill you, kid. But that's, you know, that's always going to be mm-hmm. the problem with people are afraid to tell kids things because they're afraid that they're going to be traumatized or something, and it's just like, you know, you just keep telling them these fucking lies and half-truths, then you end up with kids who think that they need to buy all these other stupid products because something is wrong with them when there's nothing wrong with them at all, and they're just easily led because they don't know any better. And I put that blame squarely at the feet of the parents. It's your job to teach your kid these things. And if you choose to keep them in the dark because you're embarrassed to talk with them about it, well, then I don't think you should have been laying down with anybody either. But that's just me. My mother was much more of a truth teller than a bullshitter. So.
Go ahead, Liv. I feel like you were about to say something.
Oh, no. Y'all, I'm just not with it today. I really enjoyed listening to this live broadcast of Sisters with Sabers while I'm doing my homework. It was nice to be, like, here kicking it. But I'm just like, this period is rough. And I, like, physically don't feel well, but I needed some feel-good neurotransmitters today, so I decided to drop by.
I'm so glad that you did.
Thanks.
I know you. I don't have a support assist. Does anyone have one?
I felt like I did, but
that would be dope if you did, because I don't have one. Oh no, I'm lying. Fuck, I'm lying. I do have one somewhere. I thought I did. Yes, I do. Finegirl.net. Let's go there. It's a black-owned fashion company. They have a lot of cute little velour hoodies and shit.
Mm.
It's really cute stuff. Uh, They have this heart crop hoodie that is so cute. But I'm going to leave the link in the show notes for people. But yeah, that's my support assist this week. Is Fine Girl. So, check them out. You said you had one too?
Yeah, but it's kind of bad. It's not bad, but this is what I'm craving. My sister makes chocolate-covered strawberries and desserts, and they're really cute. And she makes trips to Tennessee and Nashville and, like, kind of the surrounding states sometimes. So if y'all are in the South and need some yummy, yummy chocolate-covered strawberries for any of your summer events, follow my sister, Michaela Renee, on Instagram. And I can send the spelling because the way that she spells her name is really difficult.
I know the
No feeling. Problem. It'll be in the show notes of this episode, so you can check that out as well.
Yes.
Maybe it's not for you. Maybe you're going to buy some strawberries for your boo. Maybe you got a birthday party coming up. Maybe you got an anniversary coming up. It's a good opportunity to do that. Fine Girl clothing. Maybe you want to buy something for your boo or your mom for Mother's Day, you know, because that's coming up. You know, in case you know somebody who be working their ass off washing the shit stains out of your underwear or your baby's underwear. Come on. Come through for the moms. Come through, somebody. Come shit. Through
for the moms.
Somebody need to come through with a spa gift card, with a DoorDash gift card, you know, something. Something. My God. Being a mom is the hardest job I've ever had. It's also very rewarding at times, but it's tough. It's a tough job. I just sent out a bunch of Ahsoka's old baby clothes to another Star Wars fan.
Aww. So
I hope she'll post pictures real quick of her baby and the Star Wars stuff that I sent. But I really wanted it to go to a fan, you know? Because it's really expensive buying all that Star Wars shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, an outfit out of the Gap is like $40. So I want to make sure that it went to a fan and someone who believes what I believe. So I kind of Facebook stalked her to make sure she's cool. I'm like, oh, okay. You know. So I'm excited to see the pictures and see how that all went. I think her little girl's name is Leia. I don't know.
Aww.
But she's really cute. Yeah. All right, I'm going to ask one random question, and then we'll fucking close. It's 11 o'clock. You women have lives, I'm sure. What is your favorite food? What is the one thing that you would eat? Like, your meal of choice from anywhere in the world?
Pizza from southern Italy.
Okay, what's on the pizza from southern Italy?
Prosciutto, mozzarella, I think pesto or some type of like oily type of shit. You know, just that handmade shit. So good. So good. With a nice glass of wine with it. That's like my dream meal. I could eat that every day. Put me on the beach with that. I'm good.
Is it my turn?
Miss Raven, same question.
I'm sitting here trying so hard to think
just
of a food.
Just a handful of vegetables out I'm of somebody's
just
garden.
I'm trying to think of a food. this is going to sound
I can
really...
come back.
No.
I can come back.
It's not that I can't, like, think of something. It's just that mine is so boring that I want it to be something else, but... I really, 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 really like sharp cheddar cheese. And I eat it every single day in way too much quantities, but my bones are made of titanium, motherfucker. I am Wolverine. But yeah, that's my go-to. Besides, you know, bacon and Brussels sprouts, but that takes work. I don't know, you can't see this. Look at this. That's what I'm looking at.
Oh, your boo thing. Your boo thing. There he is. Hello, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I do the same thing with Marshall. Like, I'm...
It's just I don't see it very today much because kind of most of my monitors are covered up. But every once in a while, if it's closed, then I could see the wallpaper and it's just like, oh, hi. And it changes like every minute. So I'm just like, hi. Anyways, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to push this off track.
Right.
You know.
No, you're fine.
You know.
Today is the anniversary of Marshall's best friend being murdered, so I'm sure he's in a place today. And yeah, I tweeted at him earlier. Just remember the good times. You know? We lose people along the way in our journey, but they help us bring out the best in ourselves. And they help us realize who we are, even if we don't see it at the time. And I know that Proof was that person for Marshall way before anyone knew who Eminem was. Proof said, you can do it, and you're going to make it, and you're going to be successful. And when you have someone like that that can cheerlead you and tell you positive things and invest that into you, then you can climb those mountains, you know. So my wish today is that he is reflecting on the good times and not blaming himself for what happened. Also, if you're listening to this, I love you.
That goes without saying.
Okay. But I guess it's my turn. Anyway. Well, I adore him on so many levels. Like, yeah, he's hot, but also, like, we have the same story in a lot of ways. And he's just so special. What a phenomenal human being. Like, that he beat the odds, you know, and refused to give up. Even to this day, like, he won't retire because he's like, fuck you. Which I love. I love that he's still making music. And I hope he continues to do it for a while. So he'll retire when he's supposed to retire, not when people want him to. He's a fighter. I love that about him. Oh my God, he's going to be 50 soon. Oof, my God. And still so hot. I don't know how he does it. I really don't. But he looks great all the time. What was the question?
I don't know. Food. It was your question. Yes.
Foods. I thought it'd be cool to... Right. Well, I thought it'd be cool to end on a fun note for the show. You know, I feel like a lot of times we end on a somber note.
So your idea of a fun end of a show was to make me tell everybody how much of a cheesehead I am? Fine. Be that way.
Ah. Well... A lot of people like cheese. Ahsoka loves cheese.
It's a good source of calcium.
Know, take the good with the bad. It is. It is. And she won't have osteoporosis. So
there's that. That's what I'm telling you. My bones are made of titanium.
That's dope. I like cheddar. I could go for cheddar.
Little Gruyere.
No, I like lobster mac and cheese. I'm a seafood person. I am a seafood person. So I
had shrimp for dinner.
I love lobster, I like all of that. So my dream meal would involve seafood and some sort of garlic butter or something. And pasta of some sort, maybe. And some grilled vegetables or something. I don't know. whatever. Yeah. So there you go. If you're not listening to the Katana Cast, you should do that. If you're not listening to 50 Minutes, you should do that, man. You want to hear some people talk about what's going on in our galaxy and relate that shit right back to Star Wars in a way that makes sense. Man, 50 Minutes is really where it's at for that. The Katana Cast is amazingly funny through no fault of my own. but those are some really good podcasts that you can check out in addition to Around the Galaxy and many, 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 many others like Blue Bantha that you've heard on here before. Steel Wars. I'll never stop promoing Steel. I love Steel.
Broaxium.
He's amazing. I might be on there soon. We'll see. Broaxium. Shout out to Broaxium. They got some merch. If you're not listening to them, go cop a t-shirt from the Broaxium fellas because they are living that life right now. Shout out to them for sure. Great Star Wars podcast that you can also listen to. If you're a black woman and you're listening to this, hey girl, hey sis, we want to talk to you. We want you on the show. Yeah, you. Email us at sisterswithsabers@gmail.com and we would love to get linked up with you. You can also follow us at Sabers With on Twitter, Sisters with Sabers on Instagram. I think our YouTube is still around, even though we're not really doing anything with it right now. Maybe we'll do a live stream next month or something. And the More of Us campaign is still going on, too. If you'd like to donate to the Loveland Foundation, a wonderful foundation that provides mental health services to underprivileged communities supporting black women and black girls, cis and trans, that would be dope. So you can also visit that link, which will also be in the show notes. Ladies, final thoughts and socials.
Okay, well, this is Raven, and you can find me on Twitter at Jennabella J. Final thoughts. He wasn't in season 2, but I still loved every minute of it. If you know, you know. Oh, also, call me Zico. Call me Zico. Zico. Call a sister. And if Zico don't call, Ivan can call. If you know, you know.
This is Olivia. I have no final thoughts because I am mentally tapped out. You can find me on Twitter at Olive Gelato, and you can hang out with me on the Instagram at Sisters with Sabers on IG. Thanks.
Thank you, ladies, so much for spending time with me and for believing that we could do this silly little show that talks about Star Wars sometimes. It's a pleasure to know each and every single one of you. And to be able to talk to you and share your world, it means a lot to me. All right. I'm gonna stop getting all mushy. You made it to the end of the episode. Congratulations. And remember, it ain't gonna eat itself. That's it. That's